Welcome to Wednesday's teaching on our integration and spiritual practices topic. Just to say, if you missed last night's 1 hour meditation class, the replay is now below under the heading bonus class. And I hope you do get a chance to listen back to that, as it was a really, really beautiful class. So today we're continuing on with our integration process. So I gave a big gap between Friday and today, which is Wednesday, around all of this, because what I wanted you to do was to look at the, you know, the difficult situations and the good situations that you've gone through in life that have shaped who you are. And I suppose getting an understanding of like maybe how it's shaped you, or what perspective maybe you have had a shift in around your life or around yourself. Maybe your values have changed, maybe the direction you want to go in your life has changed. But fundamentally, similar to what we were doing in our meditation class last night, it's all about coming back to ourself. So this is the person that we were born to be. And this is the essence of that we really hold true for ourselves. It is the part of us that holds our creativity, our spark, our empowered energy. And when we go through life and have different shapes that change, they're part of our evolution process in terms of our spiritual path, in terms of our life's path, and in terms of our purpose. And when we are having a lot of things, maybe it's going through grief, maybe you've gone through loss, maybe you've gone through difficult relationships with family or partner or friendship, maybe you've gone through difficult financial situations, maybe you want to change your career, maybe you're just getting a spark for something else. Whatever it may be, as you start to kind of really hear yourself and listen to yourself, because those good and bad situations that have, you know, shaped your life experiences, let's say, have given you a different perspective. And as you do that, it's about now shifting. And this is today's lesson around integration. It's around shifting out of the cognitive state of thinking all the time. So the awareness piece is huge, as I always say here, and it's time for me, awareness is like such a massive piece of our healing. But now what we're being really asked to do is to embody that awareness, that it no longer is just a thought of like, yes, I know I feel a certain way about life. Yes, I know I feel drawn to something. Yes, I know my values and my morals have changed around things. I know my perspective has changed on life. I feel drawn to do this thing, but maybe I can't do that because we come back into the head. So you've all of this awareness, you've all of these thought processes going on, very similar to perhaps reading, you know, self-help books or spiritual books or personal development books, or even being a member of It's Time For Me and wanting to learn more about yourself and understand more things. But we do all of that on a very thinking level. So when different circumstances have happened and shaped us, when we've learned more about ourselves through different materials we might read or different experiences we might have and things we might listen to, the embodiment of that is now the critical piece. So I know, you know, at the very start of this year, and I put it up on Instagram and I talked about it here, about like, how could I make things easier? That was really my mantra for this year. And here we are in June. And it definitely took a while to get kind of a handle on that. And that sounds really strange, because it's like, well, easy, that feels good. That feels like light, that feels energized. So of course I'd be drawn to it. But actually, you know, my core, say, belief system is that things aren't actually easy, you know, and I would have had a lot of fear around certain things that I wasn't even aware of. So actually, you know, it was quite challenging to make things easy. And then things just started to click. And how they clicked was, I believed fundamentally, I suppose, when I would move the fear out, when I'd tune into my body, and this is what we're really, you know, been looking at doing this year, is, or this month, is tuning into the body, not into the head, because the head will tell us all sorts of different things. When we tune into the body and we're being led by that, that felt to me, okay, well, things are actually, can actually be easy, and they are actually easy, but how do I align myself with that? So over the last few months, I've been doing that. I've been integrating that belief that I've had, that change in my life that I've had, where things have shown up in a better way to lead me to this. But then I had to integrate that. So I had to start to live from a place of belief that things could be easier. So every time I choose something for myself now, I will say, for the most part, it obviously doesn't happen all the time, how can I make this process easier? How can I make difficult situations that we're all faced with all of the time, how can I make that easier? And what I do is I feel into my body. I feel how it would feel if I reacted a certain way or if I made a certain decision. I feel it. I don't think about it. I feel into it. And then, of course, you can think about the steps you're going to take and all of that. So the integrative piece is like taking all of that knowledge and then bringing it from head down into heart. And for us women, as I say all the time, into our womb space. And how can you live from that place? It's like when we hold really core beliefs around things, like I just said there, that things should be easy or can be easy. Or like, I believe that life is actually very abundant and actually can flow quite a lot. Well, then if I truly believe that and my life has, you know, shaped me to come into this space, how can I embody that? Because a lot of us think certain things and feel certain things, but we don't actually live from that space. And that's what integration is all about. So this is where things will get interesting over the month, because this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be coming down into the body. We're going to be creating spiritual practices that line up with what is going to feel good for us. So what I'd ask you now to do is just to close your eyes for a moment, placing your right hand on your chest over your heart and your left hand under the belly button on your stomach. And I want you to breathe in and breathe out. And I want you to breathe in and breathe out. And one more time, breathing in and breathing out. And I want you to think about what you have thought about since Friday around a lot, how life has shifted for you. It doesn't matter that there will still be fear or worry or anxiety or not even knowing the next steps. So don't worry about that. But who have you become really through your life circumstances? And I want you to feel into that space in your body. It doesn't matter if it feels good or uncomfortable, whatever it feels, just sit with it. So just feel into your body around who you are now or who you are becoming. And what sensation do you get in the body? And where do you feel this sensation in the body? So like I said, there could be a feeling of uneasiness. You know, for me, when I started doing this, I was feeling a lot of fear in my system. I would feel the, how do I make this easy? And then the fear was rising. So there was a happy and uncomfortable feeling going on all at the same time. So you might have something similar. It'd be a battle between the two sides of yourself. The deep, nourished you, the true essence of you is showing now. And then the fear or the worry or the, you know, limiting thoughts that we have or all of those things. And what I want you to do is I want you to breathe in now to the part of your body wherever you're feeling these good or difficult sensations. So we're just going to take a deep breath in now, hold it, and breathe out. On the next breath, as you breathe in, visualize that oxygen going to this part of the body. Breathe out. Breathe into that part of the body. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And just know in this moment that you're completely safe and minded. That you can take this time to really believe in yourself and really align with who you are, what your values are, what your purpose is, what you're drawn to. You are allowed to live from that space. So breathe in that oxygen again, down into that place in your body, and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And one more time, deep breath in, and breathe out. I invite you now just to open your eyes once more That's a very simple practice, but if you could actually do that every day, and this is starting a spiritual practice, okay? We call it a spiritual practice because spirit is just our spirit of ourself. You don't have to believe in higher things if you don't want to. I know a lot of you do, but you don't have to. If it doesn't feel comfortable to you, you're connecting into the spirit of you. You're connecting into your soul, okay? That's where we're going here. So what that practice is doing is it's starting to send kind of healing energy almost to those uncomfortable feelings that you're ready to kind of let go of and release so that you can embody and create this space to embody what you know to be true for yourself. And allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to know that it is okay to do that. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.